Cochino, cochino. Cochino, machino, cochino. Cochino.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليكن خيرا أو ليصمت أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن العبد بكلمة إن العبد يتكلم بكلمة ما يتبين ينزل بها في النار أبعد ما بين المشرق والمغرب أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد تھوڑا تھوڑا آگے آ جاؤ ان شاء اللہ دا سیکنڈ صف مسٹ کمپلیٹ اف یو وانٹ دیٹ اللہ اسمائل ایٹ یو حدیث از کوٹڈ اوتھینٹک اف یو وانٹ دیٹ اللہ اسمائل ایٹ یو یو مسٹ کمپلیٹ دا فرسٹ صف دین سیکنڈ صف ہو ڈو وانٹ دیٹ اللہ اسمائل ایٹ یو When Allah love you, smile at you, definitely Allah will forgive you too. If I'm angry on somebody, I'm not going to smile at him. I will smile at him with plastic smile, not the real smile. Hame chahiye ki Allah Ta'ala hamare gunahon ko maaf kare, to hum sunnat ki practice kare. Believe me, authentic hadith, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, complete the first saf. Then seconds of Allah will smile at you. Every Friday. Aisa nahi ki mera intezar karte rahe. Jitna kareeb honge. Another hadith Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, as much you close by the mimbar, that much you'll be close on the day of Qiyamah by the Rasulullah. And who don't want that? Huh? If some buzruk come, a great person, you want to sit next to him. Here. Imam al-Anbiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You're going to sit next to him. And that is a sample is given as Jummah. So many hadiths. Imam Abu Dawud Sharif, Imam Tirmizi mentioned all the hadiths. that do not talk, sit and listen. Khutbah, you will be close on the day of Qiyamah by the member of Rasulullah. So all the ummahs, they will sit next to the Nabi. But we will sit next to who? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And how many ummahs of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Can you count? No. 1400 years now. And it's going to come till the day of Qiyamah. How many people are came and going to come? And they will be sit in front of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a Muslim, a mu'minin, and the closer person, those who sit on the day of Jumu'ah, close to the minbar. You will be more closer to Rasulullah. And the second person, who, whenever the Prophet's name come, and what he said? 1400. From both sides, inshallah. So you'll understand that I know that you're awake. You're not sleeping. Theek hai na Dawood bhai? Jagte hai na? Inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And the school holiday also, so I was thinking to talk in English little, but my English not so high level. Okay. It's just for children English. The ayat I quoted from the Quran Kareem, Allah says, O you who believe, ittaqullah, fear Allah, wa qulu qawlan sadida, and talk gently, speak the truth, safeguard your tongue, control your tongue. You should know what you're talking. You should know what you're talking. Because there's a thing, is the greatest ni'mat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, which is given to us without any charges. No money, nothing. Because you don't need to battery charge your tongue, then you can talk. Like phone, you have to charge every time. And there is no bill for it, you have to pay. And there is no talk time, you have to put inside money, then you can talk. No. Allah fit a small machine in your mouth and is talking from the time you born afterwards, slowly, slowly, till until you will be buried in the grave, until our death. Zaban bolti hai, kabhi stop, nahi hoti. The tongue talks. Whatever, through this tongue, person will enter in Jannat, and through this tongue, person will enter in Jahannam. And it's so important. Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went to say some important things. He used to say, he used to remind, if you believe in Allah and the last day, then do this. If you believe in Allah and the last day, then do this. Similarly, he mentioned, "Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir." If you believe in Allah and the last day, "Fal yukrim dhaifa," then respect your visitor, guest. The horse have to respect the guest. Prophet Sassim said. Similarly, he mentioned, "Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir, fal yakul khaira." If you believe in Allah, you believe. If you don't want to say something good, then be silent, quiet. Don't say anything. وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا. Always talk properly. Speak the truth. Don't talk unnecessary things. Why? مَا يَلْفِزُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ أَتِيدٌ. Each and every word you utter, you say, is written in the books of the deeds by the Kiraman and Katibin. Each and every word, the good and bad, good and bad. Good is written on the right side, bad is written on the left side. That's why Prophet Sassim said, you want to say something, say good things. Don't say bad things. If you don't want to say something, so don't even say bad thing, be silent. You will get reward for it too. But don't harm anybody. Why? Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Innal abda yatakallamu bi kalimatin ma yatabayyan."
Sometime a servant, a person talks something, mayatabayyan. He don't even know what he said. He said and forgot. He said and he forgot. He said something and he forgot. Innal abda yatakallamu mayatabayyan. Bikalimatin. He said only one sentence, one word, but he forgotten what he said. But is written on the right or the left side, either good or the bad. Mayatabayyan, he forgot. But if you said bad things, bad word, bad sentence, backbite, swearing, bad things, what Prophet Sassam further said, Yanzilu biha finnar. You will be thrown in the Jahannam because of that word. Because of that bad things, because of that backbitings, because of that sentence you mentioned, the bad things. Because of that, yanzilu biha finnari. Yanzilu biha finnari. How far you will be thrown in the fire of Jahannam? Deeply. Abadu ma bayn al mashriki wal maghrib. Far, deeply. How far? Like from east to the west. Just because of one sentence. You know that today our youngsters, they say whatever they want to say, they swear. They begin talking, backbiting, talking lies. So control your tongue. Very important. Ja'far al-Tayyar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he migrated from Makkah Mukarramah to Abyssinia, the first migration. The second was from Makkah to Madinatul Munawwara. Ja'far al-Tayyar and many Sahaba, they went. Now the Najashi, the king of Abyssinia, they want to find out about these companions, but who he's going to find out from? So he asked, is there anyone here? Is there anyone here? The opposite party of these companions from Makkatul Mukarrama, please go and find them. So they found some disbeliever, kafir, mushrikeen from Makkah. They also came to do business in Abyssinia. So Najashi, the king, called them. The some kafir came in front of the Najashi. While they were talking, it was a long conversation, but while they were talking, the one person, one kafir said, "Ya Najashi, look at them. They are, some are like a tall, some are short, some are black, disgraceful people. They don't have proper clothes. They don't even know how to dress clothes. They don't have shoe. Look at them. And they migrated from Makkah to Abyssinia to you, to your country. Look at them." Ja'far al-Tayyar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was listening, who migrated from Makkah to Abyssinia. When he, that kafir, completed his speech, then Ja'far says, "Can I say something in front of the king?" The king said, "Okay, what you want to say?" Ja'far al-Tayyar radiyallahu ta'ala says, "Insan is not name of the taller person. Insan is not the name of short person. Insan is not the name of the black person or dressed. Insan," he mentioned, "al-insanu bi asgharatil qalbi wal lisani." Insan naam hai dil aur zuban ka. Insan is the name of the person who control the tongue and the heart. And look at our tongue and look at our heart. Don't look at our form and face. And same thing mentioned by Luqman. Luqman, very generous, very pious person. He was not so fair, not so handsome, but he was so good, gentle person. Was gentleman, subhanallah. One day the king said to him, "Bring a sheep and go and slaughter. Or usme se do, two piece of that meat, bring it to me." Luqman says, I slaughtered the sheep. And I took out, I cut the tongue of the sheep and the heart. And I brought it in front of that king. King did not say anything, left one side. The next day he said again, Luqman, go and slaughter another sheep and bring it. Two pieces from any way of the sheep. He says, he did same thing. Next day he cut the tongue and he cut the heart and he brought in front of the king. The king got shocked. First day I said, bring the beautiful piece from the sheep. The next day I said, the worst things from the body, from the sheep, meat, you bring it. Both days you brought the same things, the tongue and heart. Luqman ne farmaya, jiski zaban aur dil control mein hai, wo acha hai. Aur jiski control mein nahi, wo bura hai. To ye achi bhi hai, ye buri bhi hai. This is a nice one too, it is a bad one too. Through this tongue and heart, the person can go jahannam. Through this tongue and heart, person go to jannat. That's why Hazrat Maaz radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Maaz, he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, teach me some wazifa, some things I can practice and I can enter in Jannah. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Maaz, what I'm going to say something, it can become easy for you if Allah wish, otherwise hard to practice. So we understood from there, so you have to turn towards Allah. That Ya Allah, please control my tongue. I don't want to go Jahannam because of my tongue. You can see, every day in the morning, how like we have a meeting for some reason, for some problem, for sin. Prophet, do you know that? Prophet Sassim said, the leg, 360 organs of the body, they had a meeting. Who's going to sit? Who's going to be leader there? The leg is so big, it's going to be leader. A back, or shoulders, or hand? No, amongst them, amongst the 360 organs from the head to toes, the leader is tongue. Prophet Sassam said, Jismuhu sagheer wa jurmuhu kabir. Look at his firm body, so small. But wa jurmuhu kabir, but sometime he can put you in problem, it can become a huge problem. Through the tongue. And for the leg, Allah did not put any fourth boundary, border. Hand, no border. Head, no border. Ears, no border. Allahu Akbar, heart, look at the body. But for the tongue, Allah put two border, two fourth, and very strong. One is called 32. Say, man, come on. आपके मुंह में शायद वो फोर्थ नहीं है, वो नहीं है बॉर्डर, दांत है. बूढ़े लोगों को नहीं होंगे, लेकिन फ्रॉम द स्मॉल अल्लाह ताला गिवन द माशाल्लाह ब्यूटीफुल टीथ, दैट इज वन फोर्थ अल्लाह हैज गिवन अस, एंड अबव दैट टू लिप, टू दैट कंट्रोल योर टंग. यू थिंक बिफोर यू टॉक, यू थिंक बिफोर यू से समथिंग. कहते हैं पहले टोलो फिर बोलो, फर्स्ट स्केल देन यू से समथिंग. डोंट जस्ट से, थ्रू दिस टंग पर्सन गो इन जन्नत. इफ से सम गुड वर्ड टू हिज पेरेंट्स, पेरेंट्स गिव हिम दुआ, गो इन जन्नत. लुक एट द यंगस्टर्स टुडे, दे से बैड वर्ड टू द पेरेंट्स एंड द पेरेंट्स गिव देम बद दुआ, थ्रू द स्मॉल सेंटेंस ही विल गो इन जहन्नम. एवरीथिंग यू कैन फाइंड, so many example through this tongue. That's why Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi said, a person came to me. I will tell you the hadith also of Hazrat Maaz radiallahu just now. Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi said, a person came to me and he said, Hazrat, I'm in a big problem. I have committed a major sin in my life. I don't know Allah will forgive me or not. Hazrat said, Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi said to him, go, make wuzu, read two rakats. I call Allahu Akbar. Hazrat said, I will make dua for you also. You too make dua. You too seek forgiveness to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. You too ask Allah ta'ala. Allah will forgive you. Allah is great. Allah is Rahim, most merciful. But Hazrat asked him after that, what happened? What you did in your life that you're crying so much? He says, I have committed zina in my life. What is it? Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi said, I thought you committed major sin as backbiting. Why? Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Al-ghibat ashaddu min az-zina. The backbiting is more severe than adultery. Today we see, if somebody talk to a girl, a woman, you will say, hey, look at him, what he's doing. Look at him. But you sit there and talk hours and hours. Allahu Akbar. You don't even think about it. It's more severe than that. More worse than adultery. Hazrat Mu'adh said same thing. Ya Rasulullah, say, tell me some things I can practice, I can enter in Jannah. Prophet ﷺ explained this. This is a long hadith. Make wuzu, namaz on time, namaz on time. And if Allah has given you the wealth, give charity. And month of Ramadan comes, must fast. That fast will stop you to enter in Jahannam, will become shield for you. Mention many things. Further he mentioned, perform your tahajjud namaz. Also, Allah will get so happy, you will enter in Jannah, whichever door you want, you wish, you will enter in Jannah. He mentioned long things. The last things he mentioned, oh Ma'as, control your tongue. He says, control your tongue. Ma'az, control your tongue. Hazrat Ma'az radiallahu ta'ala says, Ya Rasulallah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, through talking also, to say something also, person will enter in Jahannam. We have to control our tongue. What you mean? Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Thakilatka ummaka ya Ma'az. Thakilatka ummaka ya Ma'az. Your mom cry for you. Teri maa tujh par roye. Teri maa tujhe roye. Kya farmaya? Yakub, hal yakubba annasu fin nari ala wujuhihim aw asaa will be thrown in Jahannam. The people will be thrown in Jahannam on their face or on their nose. Not first leg. Normally you jump in something, first leg. The people will be thrown in Jahannam, first head will go inside, then the leg. Upside down. Hal yakubba annasu finnari ala wujuhihim aw manakhirihim. Kis wajah se? Why? Because of your tongue. Prophet Sassim said, because of your tongue. This tongue will take a person in Jahannam also. And this tongue, if you say something good, within a minute, you can earn so much reward also. Comes in hadith, Ibn Targhib and Tarheeb mentioned this hadith. A person said, Ya Rabb, Rabbi lakal ham, Ya Rabbi lakal ham. Look at the sentence, so small. What is it? Ya Rabbi lakal hamd, kama yambag. This is the hadith I'm quoting for you, I'm telling you the hadith. A person says, Ya Rabbi lakal hamd, كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك ولعظيم سلطانك. The angel are fighting to write the reward for the sentence. How much reward I must write? How much reward I must write? Allah says, it's so much reward you can't even write the reward. Just write the sentence. I will give him reward on the day of Qiyamah. I will give him reward. That's one sentence. He said something good. But me and you know that if a person
working, doing government job, or whatever, right? Lawyer or doctor, everybody knows that. MashaAllah, he made khidmat for 40 years, 50 years, is nearly retiring now. Within 5 months, 6 months, he's going to retire and he will get pension. Paanch mahine baki reh gaye, left for just 5 months, or for example, 3 months. And he committed a major sin, major crime against the government. What will happen? He will go to prison and he will get nothing. Whatever khidmat he did in his life for 40 years, everything washed out. Do you know that? Aap to mujhe aisa dekhte jaise main hi janta hu, aap log jante hi nahi hai. Aisa dekh rahe hain jaise main koi degree hasil kiya hua hu. Mere se zyada ignorant koi nahi hai bhai. Tum jante hain zyada. Ek aadmi kare gach mein time kiya, jurm kiya, jahannam mein, ye sorry jahannam mein nahi, ye jail mein jayega. Aakhirat mein to Allah janta hai, lekin jail mein jayega aur uski 50 saal ki jo khidmat hai washed out ho jayegi, tabah barbaad ho jayegi, pension nahi milega, uski degree bhi chali jayegi, doctor ki, lawyer ki, jo bhi ho. Hai ki nahi? Hai ki nahi? Are bolo yes or no yaar, taaki fir dusri baar main example bayan na karu. I won't say this again then. If it's not, hai ki nahi? He won't get pension. Farmaya puri zindagi you performing your namaz on time, you fasting every year in the Ramadan, during the year also you fasting 3 days of the month, for example, mashallah, you performing tahajjud salah, ishraq and chas, I will recite Quran every time, we give charity, so many things. But same thing if you do little major crime against Allah through your tongue, because of that puri zindagi ki sari ne kiya, the all the good deeds will be wiped out. Nothing. That's why Prophet Sasa mentioned many times. And Hazrat Ma'az radiallahu ta'ala says, Man najat, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne farmaya, sabse pehle, control your tongue. Wal yas'aka fi baytik, stay in your house. Today our youngsters, look at them. They enjoying after Isha. Daytime they sleep. Especially this is holiday now. Inshallah, we're going to talk in English for 6 weeks, inshallah, for youngsters especially. They sleep till 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, mashallah. At night they awake. Either busy in the game, or film, or video, or with the friends outside in the street, doing bad things. Mother and father waiting. When my son is going to come, then we can sleep. The parents are not sleeping. They're waiting for the son. But they have no worry, nothing. They think, mashallah, this is time to enjoy. But they don't know. Look at in the world, there's so many youngsters. They died on the street while they're busy selling drugs, talking to the girls, doing bad things. That's what Prophet Sassam said. You will die as you live, and you will be resurrected on the day of Qiyamah as you died. Person die while selling drugs. He did not make tawbah. He will bankrupt in front of everyone on the day of Qiyamah. The things on the head. The hadith is quoted by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Wal yas'aka fi baytik, wal yabki ala khatiyatik," and cry above your sins. Whatever you have committed, you cry, "Allah, forgive me." Perform your salah on time. After namaz, you must say, "Allah, Rabbi gfirli, Rabbi gfirli, Rabbi gfirli, Allah, forgive me. Allah, forgive me." It's so easy word. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah means, "Allah, forgive me. I want to come to you pure heart. I don't want the day of Qiyamah you throw me in the fire of Jahannam. Who's going to save me? Yawma yafirru al-mar'u min akhi wa ummihi wa abi wa sahibatihi wa akhi. Allahu Akbar. On the day of Qiyamah, everybody will run away from you. Even parents, brother, sisters, wife,
Everyone, friend, nobody will help you on the day of Qiyamah. Only will help you, your good deeds will help you, will take you in Jannah, or the bad deeds will take you to Jahannam. So we have to prepare for it, and especially the tongue we should use only for the good things. Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir falyakul khayra. Say something good. If you don't want to say good things, stay silent, choir. Inshallah, you will be success in this dunya, in your grave on the day of Qiyamah. That's what Allah says. Amanu ittaqullah. Say, fear Allah. Wa qulu qawlan sadida. And talk truth always. Don't talk lies. Fulfill your promise, inshallah. We will talk more things about it, inshallah. May Allah give me tawfiq, especially our youngsters and children, those who are coming, mashallah, listen to bayan. And also, please must bring your youngsters just for 6 weeks, because they don't have time, other school times. This is a mashallah, wonderful time that they come and listen something about hadith and Quran, inshallah, and fresh their iman, inshallah. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give me tawfiq, give all of us tawfiq, give tawfiq entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.